like to set out firstly that, you know, John's a very, very nice guy, and I just think, unfortunately, he's a little bit out of his depth. I made a series of phone calls on Friday evening and Saturday morning and insisted the Secretary of State for Health did not come to my constituency and make the announcement. So if anybody wants to suggest that that wasn't me boycotting it, they certainly can.
So you told the Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, you did not want him in your constituency making the announcement?
I did.
And clearly changes had to be made last minute then, Stephen?
Yeah, the change was made at the last minute. I said on my press release I issued on first thing Saturday morning, it's on my website for people to read, that the event's supposed to be in Stevensport and now be hastily rearranged.
John?
Oh, Roberto, listen, I'm tasked with improving the economic conditions of the whole county, so I'll happy to take this offline with Stephen.
You will have a conversation with Stephen off air.
Of course. Listen, you're completely right, Roberta. We want the same thing. We are an apolitical body. We don't say
well,
the one
have
side
I,
or the
have
other.
Have I gone some way in bringing you both together?
Well, we already speak. So that's why I'm reluctant to debate on air about who said what. Stephen knows my email address. He knows my number. I'm very happy to meet with him. Let's see what we can do for Stephen, because it's such a key potential in the whole economic landscape of the county, and we really want to make it work.
John, thank you. John Gordon from the Hertfordshire Local Enterprise Partnership. Stephen, will you be getting in contact with John?
We're going to be working together on pushing forward Stephen's development partnership, which is regenerating the town centre. But I'm just very disappointed about the fact that they rolled over and didn't push for the widening of the A1M.
Can I ask you, when you phoned the Jeremy Hunt's office and said, don't come to Stevenage, I don't want you here, what did they say to you?
Well, we can't get into that type of stuff. I just explained the situation, and it was to other people. And, we get the message through quite clearly. There's an exchange of emails and everything else. And, you know, obviously, as you heard in your opening clips, Jeremy appreciates I'm a campaigning MP and my job's to campaign for my area. So he understands the situation. You know, the guy's got a job to do, and I've got a lot of respect for Jeremy. He's a good man. He's done an awful lot for our area in terms of the investment in the Lister Hospital. But for me, my job is getting the best deal for Stevenage. And we cannot take 16,000 houses and the A1M not being widened. All that will happen is they'll build the houses and then they'll say, well, the houses are there now, there's no room for the A1M to be widened, and we just can't have that, Roberta.